Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. Wow, this lot is happening right now as we speak, live in St. Louis, Missouri. What we've watched the last half hour or so, I watched live from Fox 2's Chopper, a group of individuals, looters, punks, whatever you may call them at this point. They decided on 17th and Locust to bust up the 7-Eleven, enter, loot, and then set it on fire. And for the last half hour, we've watched roughly the fire department finally get to that building and set it out. And now I'm watching KMOV, and protests continue on the street of St. Louis. We're watching different locations depending on where the protesters are at this point. But the interesting thing to me is when they're on the street and they're standing there with their cameras, you see them walking by laughing, and you see them smiling, and you see them having a good time with this. They're enjoying the moments of destruction. This is what I've seen so far from the coverage as it continues tonight. And we're going to be here throughout the night to Overnight America. Please don't go anywhere. Joining us, you just heard Michael Calhoun give us an update at the top of the hour. I'm guessing, Michael, you've been watching the same different feeds, and it looks like things started peaceful, and then all of a sudden it started with that 7-Eleven going up in flames, and next thing you know, things get a little bit out of control.
Yeah, I've got three monitors here, Ryan, so I've got like all the live streams I can find and all the tweets flying past my eyes that I can take in. And so I kind of have written out a little bit of a timeline. And it was at about 8:50 when the threat of tear gas happened. You had the folks who were throwing some fireworks. One of them was a real loud boom behind the police line. And then the firework, you could see the firework extend out. But after the threat of tear gas, and everybody was told 5 minutes, You better get out of here. You've got 5 minutes before we resort to tear gas. There was a stream, and I could see this on a few feeds, of people, the kind of people who, you know, they're wearing the tennis shoes, they brought a backpack, they're carrying a sign. They thought, I'm going to get out there maybe today and join in this protest movement. You could see a stream of those people leaving. And just like last night in Ferguson, after the threat of tear gas, there was a traffic jam on South Florissant to get out of there. And that leaves behind, you know, you could pick a word, agitators, I guess, which is what we're seeing now. They dissipated. There was no large group of them. There was no march or chant or any kind of organization. After that first volley of tear gas at 8:53, everybody just scattered off into a million different directions, into the shadows of the buildings downtown. And then 9:16, there were some more fireworks that were thrown, and so the tear gas was deployed in a general direction, and that moved about throughout downtown because of the wind. And then just these groups of people, it was kind of odd with the 7-Eleven, how it seemed like they busted out the windows, a bunch of people went in, and then it was quiet for a few minutes, and then another group of people moved in, and they started to loot the 7-Eleven. It was almost as if they had shifts they were going in. And so just the change, you know, I'm not there. I'm monitoring this remotely tonight. But just from seeing it on the screens, you could see how this changed and transformed and twisted over the course of from 8:50 to 9:40 p.m.
Are you watching KMOV? Do you have them up?
Yeah, it looks like we've got.
What was that? Was that a bunch of junk in the middle of the road they set on fire? Is that like trash?
Yeah, well, there was one of the streams. They were concerned they were setting cars on fire in the apartment parking lots there. I don't think that was the case. I think what they did was they took, I saw what looked to be one of those big plastic trash cans on its side and then a couple of pallets. And
I think
that they were trying to start something. And, you know, those pallets burn real bright orange and throw up a lot of smoke. And so I think that's what, it was just attention grabbing in the middle of the street. From what I've seen, I don't believe a car has been set on fire.
No, it doesn't look like a car.
KMOV did report
like
that there was
trash.
Damage to police cars earlier.
Oh, yeah. Man, all of this is happening, and it seems like right around the past half hour it really started to escalate. But that's the thing. I don't know if you noticed this, too, but when you watch the different feeds, the Fox 2 and the KMOV have been, you know, on the street, the people that are on the street, they're laughing, they're smiling, they're having a good time. They're enjoying this. They're enjoying the destruction.
Yeah, that's I think what you see in terms of the transformation of the people who are out there, and why just that nuance of it is important to realize who's there and when and what their intentions are, and these protests. Yeah. It's after 10 p.m. now. That's when it all goes down.
Yeah, it looks like a mattress spring wire. You know, real quick, Michael, I want you to hear what. Our producer here, Mike Anderson, was looking out the window, and he got a pretty good perspective of this because our building is very close to where some of this is happening. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, can you kind of describe what you were telling me, what you could see out the window after the police pushed back and everyone ran away from the 7-Eleven? You started to see them pop up in different areas downtown. What were you seeing out the window?
Yeah, well, it was strange because leading up to about 10 o'clock, I had my eye out the window just to see if I could see the fire, which is only about 3 or 4 blocks away, and I couldn't. I didn't see anything. There were a few people walking on the street, more than a normal Monday night, but nothing crazy. And then all of a sudden, right at 10:04, when Michael started doing the local news, I turned around, and it was like there was a concert on the street because, I mean, just sidewalk to sidewalk, it was just people shoulder to shoulder walking down the street, all from the direction of the 7-Eleven heading eastward. So, and actually the street is pretty empty now. So it was just a huge pop of a couple hundred people all walking together. And like I said, now they're all gone.
Wow. Yeah, with you see
just,
the flames.
I'm talking with our Maria Kina, by the way, just to let you know. She's working on talking with the fire chief, Dennis Jankerson, who I've seen on the screen is there on the scene tonight. The fire chief is at the scene. And she's been told they've got fires in other places and they can't get to them. Don't know exactly where those are. Hoping to get more information on that. But that's the latest that we do have coming in.
We'll get another update with you coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. And I'm also curious if we're seeing any protests across the country or if it's more of the same what we saw the last couple of days. Michael Calhoun, thank you so much for giving us an update. So Overnight America is going to be live tonight for the next couple hours, as we normally are. If you want to call in, you can at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We could take some of your calls, but we're monitoring all the different networks. I think we may go to KMOV here in a couple of minutes. I want to hear what they're saying, some of the reporters down on the street. You know, actually, producer Mike, if you could pull up KMOV for a second, it looks like they're just giving an update, probably right outside our building.
Into the air. We were a couple blocks away from that, but we did see it looked like one long gun had been fired into the air. So I know you guys are taking a look at some video right now of the 7-Eleven on fire. That situation evolved very, very quickly as well. A lot of the people had been at the police station and then came down just a few blocks to that 7-Eleven. And you can see in some of that video that there was people who were actually looting from there. We had driven by shortly before that happened and saw some people taking out some bottles of alcohol, but it wasn't immediately apparent at that time if they were looting. But from SkyZoom 4, you can see that people then were going into the building, taking things. And then certainly at one point, the building was set on fire and then became fully engulfed in flames. It is clearly going to be a complete loss. They were able, as I mentioned, to bring some firefighters into that area in order to fight that fire to some extent, although it was also clear they were not going to put the firefighters in harm's way. And again, they are having to try to kind of move these crowds around a little bit. We have experienced some of the tear gas here ourselves as they have deployed some of that in terms of the tactics. I also want to address that fire that Kim was talking about, because we drove by that as well. As you can understand, this is a very pretty small area of downtown, just a few block radius where this is happening. And so as we were trying to leave our scene earlier where that person was yelling at us, we did drive by that fire. It looked like there was actually maybe some electric scooters that had been thrown in there, just some debris that had been caught on fire, but certainly a chaotic scene. Another thing I want to describe for you guys is as we were walking around, we have seen the fireworks. This is something we have seen over the past couple nights, and there was an individual who threw a firework somewhat in our direction. It wasn't necessarily directed at us, but it was certainly directed into an area where we were, and it went off, and it can be very disconcerting. Obviously, it's very loud. A little bit makes it difficult to hear afterwards, a little bit disorienting, but there is certainly some volatility down here. I do want to say there are lots of other people who are clearly kind of walking around, spectating, concern perhaps for their city. You know, some people were saying in terms of destroying the 7-Eleven, what does that accomplish? That 7-Eleven often serves people who live in this area. There are some apartment buildings. In fact, if Noah can kind of take a look through this area here, we have moved pretty far away from the scene, obviously, at this point, but you can see a fire truck there. That's kind of near where Kim was describing that fire. But some of the buildings in this area are residential buildings, and people, of course, do live downtown. And so this could be kind of concerning for some people to see this. Again, quite a few people still downtown on this Monday night here, so a lot of people that are still out to kind of see what they can see or to do what they would like to do. And certainly we'll continue to follow this here. So I'm going to send it back to you guys for now in the studio.
All right. So that's a KMOV giving an update and watching what's going on the streets of St. Louis. We're watching it too. And we're with you here tonight. I don't know if there's too many people. They're bringing on, say that again. Oh, Mayor Crewson is going to be on here in just a moment. We should probably take that. Is she going to be addressing in a formal or informal? Okay, it sounds like she's on the phone. Let's take that now from KMOV.
The protesters who are there peacefully protesting this afternoon want to avoid. It's what all of us want to avoid. We spoke with many of the organizers over the weekend and today. And but as you know, when it gets dark and it gets later, there are other folks that are in the crowd that you know, we certainly will work to identify those individuals. And try to make arrests in those cases because, you know, we don't need those folks on our streets for sure.
There was a organized protest this afternoon, and I say organized, it appeared to be that the police knew exactly what the protesters were going to do almost by the hour because they accompanied them after they had organized outside the Justice Center and then made their way down to the arch where they put post-it notes on the leg of the arch, and then made their way on to westbound 64, shutting down that interstate for about a half an hour or so. But the police were with them, it appeared to be, in lockstep, so it appeared to be a very organized protest. I think you made an appearance there at some point. How would you describe what went on this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon was a very organized protest, and it was folks that are hurting and grieving because of the George Floyd killing and other incidents across many decades, and they were quite peaceful. They were quite nonviolent, would be a better way. But here we are at 10 o'clock at night, and you know, the folks who probably have infiltrated that group have burned down the 7-Eleven, and very frustrating.
Mayor Lida Crewson joining us here live on News 4 at 10.
So that is Mayor Lida Crewson. She was addressing some of the recent developments here in the streets of downtown St. Louis. Mayor Crewson on KMOV as part of their news coverage. So this is what we're seeing now. The police have lined up in their riot gear. Quite a few police pretty much stretching from building to building. I'm going to guess that is across Market. I can't quite tell based on where they're standing on KMOV. But the police seem to be pretty far back from where the protesters are. There's a lot of people that are essentially just standing around and taking it all in. They just want to be a part of the scene, as in, hey, there's something going on. They're just being spectators in all of this. There's just a small few that are confronting the police, as in trying to get close and taunt or whatnot. Some people, I'm looking at their hands. A lot of them have cell phones and cameras or trying to take pictures. One person looks like he's holding a piece of wood. It looks like some sort of piece of wood. If it's a kind of a small piece, it almost looks like something that you would toss. You wouldn't keep it for anything. It may be something else. Other people are holding signs to the police. So as of right now, it looks like some of the people that are protesting right now, not doing anything destructive. But this is coming after a couple of fires. We saw the one at the 7-Eleven at 17th and Locust. I think KMOV said 17th and Pine, but, you know, it's right there. And it looks like that building may be a complete loss. The other side of it is the garbage fire that happened on the streets not too far away from it. It looked like a mattress and some trash around it. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're monitoring what's going on here. As of right now, it doesn't look like the police have any tear gas guns out. It doesn't look like they're ready to take any enforcement on the protesters because none of them are actually threatening them with violence at this point. But leading up to this is what we've seen, and we just don't know where it's going to go. So that's why you're going to have to stay here with us tonight on Overnight America KMOX.
Radio's BS detector. Mark Reardon, weekday afternoons at 2 on St. Louis's News Radio KMOX.
It's Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and watching the different networks and watching what's happening here in St. Louis, mostly downtown at the moment. Last night was a different story. You saw Richmond Heights, and then you saw Ferguson, and most of the protests that turned violent, it wasn't mostly designed to be violent, but when you have people shooting fireworks at police, there's going to be a retaliation for that. There's going to be something to make sure the crowd that is there doesn't turn any more violent. So you get the different orders in Ferguson last night. You saw that there was a curfew put in place, but as long as people were protesting peacefully, they were left alone up until the point where tear gas came out after the fireworks and objects were starting to be thrown. But you did see just a little bit of that last night, and there wasn't a lot of damage based on that. I mean, what we saw was the electronic billboard being flipped over in the street and some people having at it. And then there was a awning that might have had a residual fire, but it was a pretty small one. Tonight's a different story. It's Monday night in St. Louis. During the day, we saw protesters not only on the streets, but they even made their way onto the highway. But for the most part, you see them doing so in a nonviolent way, and you see them doing that in coordination with the police that were trying to make sure that those people that were out there peacefully protesting would be left alone, and you wouldn't have these issues where cars are getting in and interfering and whatnot. So they were watching that, and they were being very careful. All of that changed within the last hour. What we saw, and it started with Fox 2, they had their Sky Fox out monitoring location at 17th and Pine. There was a 7-Eleven there. And what I was able to view from that was a group of people, if I had to guess, maybe 50 or so. And as the group of people started to go to the parking lot, it didn't take long before the windows of the 7-Eleven were broken. People were going in and out, bringing things back and forth in and out. And then for some reason, a large group of people kind of went to the front of the 7-Eleven, kind of where you would walk in and where you would assume the register would be. And as they went in there, all of a sudden they all rushed out as fast as they could. And then the building, you saw smoke, and then eventually you saw the flames. Firefighters are still on the scene there at that 7-Eleven at 17th and Locust. They're still spraying, and they're still trying to control that situation. But from the, at least, sky, you don't see the flames. It looks like they got most of it under control. It didn't take long before the crowds that were there to move other places close to downtown. We even had our producer, Mike, who looked out the window, and the only thing that he saw, and this is the way he described it, and I think it's a great description, it looked like they were partying. It looked like they were having fun, relishing in the moment. Hey, it's a nice night in downtown St. Louis. Let's go out and have some fun. And that's the appearance from what we've been able to see. And even the cameras down on the street, looking around and seeing the people that walk by the KMOV cameras and the live feeds, you see them smiling, laughing, talking to their friends, holding their camera up. I'm guessing they're sending pictures to their friends. I can only assume showing them, hey, you won't believe where I'm at right now, as if it's some sort of event for them to be at. Taking advantage of the situation, some people were with that 7-Eleven, but at least that one garbage fire, that mattress fire in the middle of the street, was put out pretty quick. Firefighters got there much quicker than the 7-Eleven. And now you see in downtown St. Louis, not so much a standoff, but police are standing by, waiting to see if anything else escalates. And that's where we're at right now. We're going to check in again with Michael Calhoun. And Michael Calhoun is going to be giving us an update, not only here in St. Louis, if there's anything else going on around the country. We know that there's been several days of protest in Minneapolis, all resulting from George Floyd and him being murdered by a police officer, which we now know he's been charged with murder, at least the police officer in question. We're still waiting to see what else happens in that case, and there's so much to bring up to speed on this. It's important that we, what we'll do is we'll take a break, and I want to give some more time to Michael Calhoun, and we'll get a national update from CBS as well coming up in a few minutes. If you want to call in, if you want to text, you can at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
CBS News special report. Two people have died amid unrest in the Chicago suburb of Cicero. Additionally, 60 people were arrested during protests in the town of about 84,000 west of Chicago. In Buffalo, New York, there's a report of an SUV plowing into a group of police officers. Tear gas has been used to break up protests again tonight in Washington, D.C. and Louisville, Kentucky. Mayor Steve Fisher dismissed the city's police chief after it was learned officers who shot and killed a protester did not turn on their body cameras.
This type of institutional failure will not be tolerated.
President Donald Trump is taking heat for visiting a church near the White House that was damaged in the unrest. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Shield-wielding police violently cleared the streets with tear gas 20 minutes before curfew and without provocation from demonstrators.
Mr. Trump stood outside the church holding up a Bible. That drew a sharp rebuke from several religious leaders. CBS News special report. I'm Jim Crisula.
KMOX News time is 10:33. Michael Calhoun with a news update. And the protesters and agitators have moved to what looks to be the corner of 18th and perhaps 18th and Olive or Pine, perhaps Olive. They're outside of what looks to be the Butler Brothers warehouse. Chopper feeds show a line of police with their black uniforms and helmets on across the middle of the street. A smattering of maybe 30 or so protesters, not in any kind of particular order or line in the street, just milling about. There have been announcements, I believe, on loudspeakers to those protesters, but it does not appear as if any kind of tear gas has been used. Don't see at the moment any fireworks being thrown from the protest side. But firefighters are still on the scene of the 7-Eleven at 17th and Pine, where after some agitators busted out the windows and looted the store, they set it on fire. It's now just a charred hulk of a former 7-Eleven store. And reports from Columbia, Missouri, KMIZ-TV says that two people at protests in Columbia, Missouri have been struck by cars. We'll continue to follow the latest. I'm Michael Calhoun. KMOX News time is 10:35.
Thank you very much, Michael. I'm watching the replay of the looting that went on. I'm watching the replay of the people running in and out and jumping through the broken glass panes, grabbing whatever they could. And I mean, they're just doing anything they can. I mean, what could they possibly be grabbing here? They're grabbing like alcohol and 2 liters of soda. They pretty much grabbed anything they could to get the glass broken. I don't think they came prepared or necessarily thought they would end up where they are, but they were taking the tops off of these garbage bins and using them to break the glass. Some people even hurting themselves in the parking lot. I was watching one woman in particular who tripped and fell and went off limping. Now, another footage from 7-Eleven of the fire out the window. There was one view they had. I'm going to see if I can rewind this and read what they had on the side. So there's, you know, spray painters or taggers or whatever it is that they decide to write whatever they want on the building. And what the one from what I can see is "Free Blank Now." And I don't want to say the swear word, but essentially, I don't know if they pre-decided that this was going to be a location and decided to tag it that way. If you go to KMOX.com, we're updating all of the different timeline of events that we're seeing. And you heard the CBS News update right after the weather. And one of the updates from CBS News is that the protests have gotten violent in Chicago, not too far from here, I guess, if you're looking at regional protests that are large cities. And they said 2 people in that update have been killed during those protests. Did I hear that correctly? It was either shot, but that's part of the problem that we're running into. These things turn violent so quick. And one of the problems that we also run into is that during the day, it's a completely different story. You have people that are actually trying to lawfully and peacefully protest things that they have a right to do. Then you have a whole different story of people going out, treating it like a party, like, hey, what are we doing tonight? Who are we going to bust up tonight? And they go looking for that opportunity, and the opportunists take advantage of it. And tonight, the location was 7-Eleven. I'm kind of flipping back between Fox and KMOV because I want to see mostly what is the latest. So Fox has been showing replays of what happened earlier with that 7-Eleven. KMOV is actually showing the standoff in St. Louis. What was it? On 18th in Olive, I believe, is where they mentioned the one standoff is right now. KMOV actually has Lewis Reed on the phone. How about we bring up KMOV for a moment and see what he's saying?
Guard help coming into St. Louis?
It depends on how that's deployed because as we saw in the Ferguson and other protests around the country, sometimes that tends to backfire and you see an increase in what's happening. What's really truly important is within the protesting ranks, right, that there is accountability within the protesting ranks. And what ended up happening in Ferguson was some of the protesters that would be out during the day, right, they stayed over until the night. And at night there was a very organized effort to keep control over what was happening on the streets and holding each other accountable, right? And when we began to do that, we saw things begin to back down some and some of the tensions come down, right? And I remember a situation out in Ferguson where, a group of guys walked past me and they were going, they were like, I'm going to, I'm not going to say online, on air with this, but they were looking to, enact some violence and throw some bricks and things of that nature at the police officers, right? So we stopped them. And we engaged with them, right? And we eased them down from that behavior and got them on another path, right? So a lot of it's gonna have to happen from within the ranks of the protesters also, right? This isn't just a law enforcement thing where we say, okay, we're just gonna throw more police at it and it's gonna get better, right?
All right, we're going to, so that's Lewis Reed, President and Board of Aldermen, and I'm looking at this feed from KMOV, who's interviewing them right now, and it's showing some of the protesters going up, middle fingers, gang signs, things like that, or whatever they're flashing at them, but there's this one woman that's going up doing selfies with all the police in full riot gear. Most of them, in case you're curious, I would say at least a third of them wearing face masks, if you were concerned about that sort of thing. But you're seeing also the four-wheelers coming out and they're driving around. What I don't get, too, is some of the cars that are driving in, and it's almost as if they said, I'm not going to let all of these people standing around in the middle of the street stop me. So instead of turning around, they drive into the street, which I'm guessing that might be Olive where they're at. And they're just like, oh, we're just going to go by. We're just going to drive by. and, you know, slowly sneak their way through because there's not a large dense amount of protesters in the street. They're pretty well spread out, and some of them. KMOV also doing a live shot now outside of Ferguson Police Department, where you've seen last night at least one of the areas where they had to deploy the tear gas. There's a story at KMOX.com, and it has to do with the Ferguson mayor. We did get the announcement last night that there was a curfew, and they did put that curfew in place from 8 o'clock on. And one of the things they mentioned was just how difficult it is to keep up. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles describes the tactics used by violent protesters this weekend, quote, like running football plays. They said they're exhausted, right? Nothing like we've ever seen before. They're overwhelmed. Maybe the word exhausted wasn't said, but that's what's happening when you're constantly barraged with violence, broken windows, and they spread things out over a couple of different areas. That's really where we're at tonight, and hopefully there's no other instances that flare up, because that would be completely counterproductive to some of the safe and nonviolent protests that happened throughout the course of the day. You know, if you want to text message me, that might be a good way to reach the show, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It looks like, for the most part, Ferguson is quiet tonight. A lot of the protests happening downtown. Yeah, you can also call in, too. We'll keep the phone lines open. But really, what I'm curious is what happens next. And we're going to keep getting updates from Michael Calhoun, who's monitoring all the different feeds. We'll get another news update from him in about, you know, 15, 18 minutes from now, because we're getting close to 11 o'clock. And this is the time we saw it slowly start to slow down last night, too. It's like, you know, 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock on. Is this another window broken in Ferguson? So KMOV just went to another reporter on the street. Let's bring up KMOV real quick. I want to get an idea where they're at.
This frozen yogurt place that have been hit, their windows smashed. If you actually look in the middle of Washington Avenue, there's glass just basically scattered down this road. Again, this is the only business that we're seeing right now from our vantage point that appears to, you know, obviously have quite a bit of damage. But it seems like there's a number of people who may have been, you know, inside these restaurants who were standing out. Side. If you look down the street straight ahead, you might be able to make out there are dozens of police officers who are yet again standing in a line trying to block some of these protesters. At least right now, what we're seeing at this location on Washington Ave, it doesn't seem like there's any violence, but obviously we've seen that throughout the night with multiple fires, multiple gunshots, fireworks being thrown at police officers. We know tear gas has been used on multiple occasions. So just sad to see these businesses already struggling from COVID-19.
All right, so they did more than that. They're doing a quick look inside. Hold on, let me pause this. I want to see inside this business, because KMOV put the camera right in there.
People everywhere.
What they were doing was they broke the window of this frozen yogurt place, and on top of that, it looks like they went in and tipped some things over. They probably went into the back stock room and realized, oh, that's interesting. A frozen yogurt place doesn't have a lot of things of value hanging around inside of there. And it looks like they left. They bust the door in. You can tell where it was jacked open. So just sad all the way around. You just hate seeing this. And it all starts with that 7-Eleven, at least in downtown St. Louis, for tonight's main event. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America is live tonight. And hey, how about that? So is the news. Lots of breaking news to get to in downtown St. Louis. If you're just joining us, I posted some photos online. If you go to Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, it's a great place for you to see some of the different events that have happened leading up to where we are. 7-Eleven that was downtown at 17th and Locust, and I say was, because it started with looting, then it ended in a fire, which from last check they were still trying to put out, but at least you couldn't visibly see the flames. There was another small fire, it looks like a mattress or whatever, set on the streets of downtown St. Louis. And as of right now, the police are out in their riot gear and just at this point keeping the peace. It doesn't look like there's too many people trying to start anything with them. And that's kind of what we're waiting to see. It looks like a frozen yogurt place had a window smashed and the door busted in. It looks like there might be a dumpster fire. KMOV is walking by one of them in one of the parking lots in downtown St. Louis. So little things like that flaring up here and there. But the police are in full force blocking off a couple of different areas, including on Washington downtown. Let's take a couple of your calls before we go to break in. Cleo is calling in. Welcome to Overnight America.
Hey, evening, Ryan. Yeah, you're just talking about that 7-Eleven. We really go big here in St. Louis, don't we? I imagine the fellas looked at the store and said, hey, I could sure use some free potato chips. And the other one said, yeah, I could use me a couple of hot dogs.
How bad is that when you go into 7-Eleven? What a value are you going to grab in there other than food? I mean, and there was one thing I was listening to the news anchor on KMOV, and they had a great point, which was even the things that you would think of being a value, if people were trying to grab the scratchers, the lottery tickets, all of those will be voided. So if anyone tries to put those in, they'll immediately know they were stolen. So those are even worthless. Hopefully they maybe could catch some people jumping in. But, yeah, what are you grabbing, potato chips and liquor?
Yeah, that's right. It's ridiculous. You know, white supremacists, you know. Shame.
Say that
on
again?
CNN saying it's white supremacists is causing all this insurrection. How stupid do they think we are, white supremacists?
What they find is that they have some video of people trying to instigate, but when you look at it, I don't know if they're trying to scapegoat these things. I don't know if they're purposely trying to make it so that they have it, so they try to differentiate the violent from the nonviolent. Look at KMOV now. It looks like they did fire some tear gas. The police did fire some tear gas here on that one people that were standing around. I don't know if something were thrown at them first, so people are running away from this right now, Cleo. So this is all a very active thing. Are you from St. Louis? Did you grow up here?
Oh, yeah. North St. Louis. You betcha. Moved
North
out
St.
years
Louis.
Ago. A lot
yeah.
of crime. A lot of crime
yeah.
in North St. Louis. We moved out in 64.
Wow.
But
been
I
here
tell
a long
you,
time.
This stuff, white supremacy, how stupid do they think we are? There's no truth whatsoever to that. Well,
so what is the
stupid?
So what is the cause of all this? Why do you think people are doing this?
Because they're criminals. They're crooks. They're taking advantage of the man being killed. They're criminals. They don't care about what's his name, Mr. Lloyd, Mr. Floyd, whatever his name
yeah,
was.
Yeah, George Floyd. Yeah.
All they're doing is raising hell. And I'm telling you, you just wait till Trump wins the election. They'll make this look like a Tea Party.
Oh,
you're gonna
wow.
see some
you
insurrection
think...
then. I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Cleo, thank you very much for your call. It's good to get you there. Thank you very much. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. We just got word that Mayor Lyda Crewson is going to join us on the program, and she's available in 2 minutes. So how about this? We're going to mess around with the clock, and let's do a couple of commercials here. When she's on the line, we'll come back, and we'll take Mayor Lyda Crewson live for as long as she'll have us. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
So as of right now, watching the different feeds of downtown St. Louis and some of the different areas that have gotten the attention of police, now KMOV, it looks like, has broke away and is covering some of the national protests that are going on. But what I was watching earlier in the line of police that were on, at least downtown St. Louis, the ones that were there from those that gathered either originally or those that gathered from the 7-Eleven that was set on fire and then found their way back downtown, that 7-Eleven, it took a little while to get that under control, but that building, it was amazing how fast those fires can spread. It was, to me, you saw the smoke. And then within a matter of 2 or 3 minutes, you start to see the flames. The next thing you know, the whole thing looks like it was under. There was spray paint on the side of the building. And then people started to make their way downtown. Even from our KMOX studios, it looks like we got a view of people that were starting to get at least to the, you know, the Tucker area, going down Pine. You saw in Washington, there was at least a frozen yogurt place that had a broken window and people busted inside, probably didn't find much to take and went their way. But I don't know why they would decide a frozen yogurt place would be a target, just like a 7-Eleven. Why would a 7-Eleven be a target? We're waiting on Mayor Lyda Crewson. She said she's going to call in and join us in just a moment. And when she does, we're going to be able to get a response from the city, kind of get an idea of what's going to be happening next. And, you know, if this goes on day after day after day after day, what can we expect when it comes to the reaction and how these protests are being handled? We're seeing a big difference between the day and the night. And because of the differences between the day and the night, there has to be a different way you treat the day and the night. And that's what we're seeing right now. When you get a big group of people breaking curfew or whatnot, you're seeing the police use things like tear gas in order to get the crowds away as soon as something changes or turns sideways. While we wait for Mayor Crewson, let's go to Joe real quick, who's been holding on. Joe, welcome to Overnight America. Oh, Joe left. Okay, never mind. Sorry. I saw Joe on the line, but I think he might have dropped off. I posted some photos online if you want to go to Ryan Recker Radio. Ryan Recker Radio. People are texting in right now about protests. Chuck called in about the way certain people protest. You know, I really don't see, you know, with the protests that are going on right now in downtown St. Louis, Fox 2 is zooming in on the lineup, and I don't know exactly where this is. This might be the one that's over by 18th and Olive. But what you find is that there's a lineup of police in the riot gear, and then you have certain people that are out, and demonstrators more than protesters. And when I say demonstrators, they're not in a violent way. They go to the front of the line, they drop down, and they put their hands up, and you know, some people go and they give the middle finger, or they take live videos, and some of them flashing gang signs. We saw these things going on, just instigating in some way, and some just want to be there for the fact that they try to egg on the police or whatever it is. And it, to the police's credit, and those that are out there in riot gear, they have really not taken the bait, and that's a good thing. And it's kind of a sad thing if you think about it. It's sad to think that as a city, we've had experience in dealing with this, in a lot of experience, probably more than most cities, based on Ferguson and then Stockley, the different training, and then just in general, whenever there's a national event, we find that there are protests that happen around the city. The thing I worry the most is for the city of Ferguson, if every time there is a national tragedy in a way that happened to George Floyd, somehow Ferguson always gets dragged into it, and somehow they're never going to be able to heal if that's the case. They're never going to be able to if they're always the place that people go to start smashing things when something happens outside of our community. And I just hope that trend changes. I really and truthfully hope that trend changes. In a lot of ways, it has gotten better since the Ferguson days. It has gotten better, but not by a lot, at least in that community, because you're starting to see the same things happening over and over again. We're going to take some more of your calls, some more of your reactions in the next hour. I was really hoping that we'd be able to get the mayor on, and I think that she might be held off. We were anticipating her on about 5 or 6 minutes ago, but I think something might be holding her back. If that's the case, that's okay. We'll take her call whenever we get a chance to do that, mostly because it is the mayor of the city of St. Louis, and we saw her on with some of the TV networks. I wanted to get a couple of questions with her. Real quick, let's go to Joe. Welcome to Overnight America, Joe.
Hi, Ryan. This is Joe, and I wanted to talk about the 7-Eleven. I used to go in there, and when I was working downtown, I'd get coffee and pastries. The employees now, you know, won't have a job, and there are 6 or 7 Afro-Americans that worked very hard there and have had a job there to support their families.
And now that's the point. They had nothing to do with this. All of those people are innocent and now victims of this violence and victims of this arson. And it's a really shame. You know, I'm sorry, we have to go, Joe, but if you want to hold on, I can take you after the break. We're going to take a look at CBS News in just a few moments. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.